All right, fantastic. So, markets are retracing from record highs, and we have some more earnings rolling in, but overall, it's pretty quiet in the markets. We still have a lot to talk about what we'll do here. And we are live from Cancun.
We are.
And yeah, I know that yesterday I was a little bit tongue-tied. It seems that I was nervous as a porcupine in a balloon factory. Okay, all right. Long story,
That's
we'll fill you
great.
in another day. Anyhow, so welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Morgan. Today is Tuesday, February 6th, and in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. So, what's happening in the markets? A whole bunch of nothing. I mean, yesterday and today, let's look at a 5-minute chart of yesterday. Super interesting, right?
It was. You see that big sharp decline at the beginning of the day, and it got traders a little nervous. That accelerated quickly, but then a rally or a push higher into lunch, and then just sideways chopping around the rest of the day.
Yeah, still finishing negative for the day because there's not too much going on. We had McDonald's. McDonald's had a bad day yesterday, got downgraded today. So yesterday they reported earnings. Let's see where they are today after the downgrade. Who downgraded them? It was US Bancorp, I believe. So down 0.9%. I mean, yesterday kind of was the big day, but we talked about it. Nothing on the economic calendar really.
No, the economic calendar is super, super light. We have some Fed members talking and doing their thing, and we know that that's a wild card. Every now and then, someone says something that catches traders' interest, but for the most part, nothing on the calendar, and it's just earnings.
It's all about earnings, and we are halfway through earnings season here right now. Looking at the calendar, today I think the big one was Eli Lilly and also Palantir. So we should probably talk about these two.
Sure. So Eli Lilly doing a great job after reporting earnings. Traders liking what they had to say initially. Look at that. I guess buy the rumor, sell the fact, or sell the news because Eli Lilly was up early and now negative for the session. Big reversal there. Positive earnings after the or because of their weight loss drug.
Yeah, I just wanted to see. I mean, earlier we were up 5%, and this is why they're, oh, we got to talk about
Sure.
Eli Lilly. And right now it's down 0.1%. It's pretty much unchanged.
Yeah.
So, what a slide going into the open here. But yeah, as said, they reported better than expected results due to the weight loss drug. I mean, the revenue coming in 5% higher, the earnings coming in 8.5% higher. I didn't see that they provided any negative guidance, so I'm surprised by this
Yeah,
pullback.
I thought their guidance was in line with expectations, and they had some nice profits from, I think it was one of their diabetes drugs as well, and it just looks like profit taking here.
All right, well, now I want to see what happened to Palantir if you bring this up, because earlier today it was up 17%. So, okay. at least Palantir up 23% here. Also on much better than expected earnings.
Sure, earnings beat, revenue beat, helped out by AI and investors liking that report. You can't be disappointed if you're owning shares and you see a 23% jump after earnings.
Yeah. So in other news, I mean, it's still yesterday was a lot about interest rates. Yesterday we had interest rates rallying 3%. Today, already pulling back a little bit, so it seems that the 10-year yield is definitely finding some resistance right here at 4.2%.
Exactly. And we saw that huge run up last 2 days in the yield, and this is where there seems to be a little disconnect, or there has been a disconnect between what traders want and what the Fed keeps saying. And we had Powell on 60 Minutes on Sunday saying, you guys, that we're not cutting rates, essentially, or it's not going to be in March. So that should be the takeaway anyway. I'm paraphrasing and
His
adding
exact
my own
words, guys, we're not taking
inputs.
rest.
He says, listen to me. But so on the other hand, the markets and well, the Fed has been waiting for the markets to weaken and the economy to weaken in order to cut rates. And now we see that at this point, that probably doesn't need to happen. But then the Fed also doesn't need to be in a rush to cut rates.
Yeah, and we're seeing some effects right now. I mean, Snap is laying off 10% of the global workforce, around 500 employees. That's not that much. But we also heard from UPS that
Yep.
they are laying off. We heard from a few other companies that are laying off, and even those are just a few hundred. It seems that now we are hearing more about layoffs than we have heard in the past few months.
I agree. Companies, you know, tightening the belt just a little bit, but at the same time, you have a strong jobs report like you had on Friday, which just says the opposite.
Yeah. And I mean, going back to the probabilities, there is still Fed funds traders are expecting a, 19% probability of a rate cut here in the March meeting. But most likely, they start to believe, Paul, like it's not going to happen.
Yeah, they've been overly optimistic, at least looking at Fed funds futures for a while now. We both think that maybe you get a cut in June or July, but yeah. Even May seems ambitious.
All right. Well, let's see. How do I go back to where I wanted to go? Let's talk about our positions.
All right.
Let's start with WTF today.
Sure.
Just to mix it up a little bit. So MET, a position that popped up on the scanner. So where do I have it? I thought that I...
S&P 100.
Yeah. There we go. MET, you with your ELGL entered late, got lucky. Ended at 65, I ended at 65.60. Right now at 66.21, and we're eligible for the dividend that's being paid in a couple of weeks from now.
Exactly, so WTF, win the fear strategy, looking at these oversold conditions where we're looking at a high probability pop, and that's exactly what we had here after that earnings reaction, getting into the trade, get a nice little bonus from the dividend, and we'll see, we might have an exit tomorrow.
Yep. So that's working out well. And oh yeah, we released a new version of the Parex Optimizer overnight.
I like the changes.
So yeah, there's more under help. And when you take a look at the release notes, you see all of the changes, but I think there's a bigger one.
Good job, dev team.
Yes. All right, let's take a look at our position. CSIQ, I'm a little bit surprised that today we're not rallying a little bit more in CSIQ. I mean, yesterday interest rates were skyrocketing higher, 3.5%. CSIQ, being interest sensitive, took a beating here. Today, with interest rates being down, I was expecting a little bit more of a bounce. Doesn't seem to happen. And right now it seems that CSIQ is still trying to figure out where's support. Initially, it looked like maybe at around 23. Then it looked like maybe at 22. We sliced through the 21. Now we're talking about maybe 20.5 as possible support.
Well, you also have two things going. We know the inverse relationship between the yields and also CSIQ, but then there's that gap fill as well. So sometimes you have a little pressure to fill that gap after such a big jump up. Now it's filled. I think we could move higher, but like you were saying, a little relief at this point would be nice where buyers step in and it's just kind of sitting there.
It is just sitting there. On the other hand, Caesars Entertainment, a trade that I entered yesterday, is doing really, really well right now. Yesterday, I sold the 40-50 put. Right now, we are up almost 2%. We are trading at 43.54. I might be able to close this at 80% of max profits, which I like to do up to the day after. And then if this doesn't happen, tomorrow, I'll change my profit target to 90%. And then on Friday, I'll just let it expire worthless. So, but yep. This looking good.
Looks good. You want to own shares at 40-50. And if you've pretty much locked in all those gains on the puts, close it out.
Yeah. You have GDXJ going on. And yesterday, it looked like GDXJ, oh my gosh, you might get a sign. But that's kind of what you're looking for, right?
Exactly. I'm okay at 33 GDXJ, like the gold miner ETF there, junior gold miners. And 33 to me is a great level. Went in the money yesterday, but no reason to panic and up today. So we know that we need to wait until Friday. It's a little too early to say on a Monday afternoon if we're going to get assigned or not.
And here's where we're looking at a longer term trend. And even though in September 2022, I mean, that's quite a while away, we're closing lower here at 26, right? I mean, this is a level here at around 33 that has been established since the beginning of 2023. So this is kind of a 12-month range. So like this, I mean, we have been trading GDXJ in the past. I haven't been trading it in a long time, but I like the chart.
Yeah, I like how it moves, like those ranges, and feel comfortable with the trade.
Yeah. MRO, this is where I got assigned, sold calls against my existing position at 2250. Right now trading right there, 2250. So we will see. Right now, I don't know yet whether I would get called away or not. I wouldn't be too surprised if this rallies back up to 2350 and I get called away. But I just wanted to collect the premium yesterday. So it was 20 cents in premium per option traded. So $20, it added up.
Yeah, I mean, this is where right now it's actually the perfect wheel trade, because if you can see a 2250 stay, or that's where traders are keeping MRO, you're going to be able to roll likely, or even if you close a little bit lower, then you could sell at the money calls or higher on Monday. It's just working out perfectly.
Yeah. NEE, NextEra Energy, today slightly up. I mean, at first it was moving lower a little bit, now slightly up. Again, interest sensitive. We would like to see it moving up a little bit quicker, but with interest rates higher for longer, we might be in this position.
Exactly. Yeah, it's an income play. So with yield spiking, NEE taking a little bit of a hit, just like CSIQ, pausing, not really getting excited and rallying today, but just kind of pausing after that two-day slide.
Now, talking about exciting, I mean, there is some exciting things going on in UPS today, up 4%. I mean, this is a pretty big jump for UPS.
Yeah, I didn't see a headline or news to support this move other than just it being a buying opportunity after that slide there following earnings. So it looks like traders interested in owning at 140 and slightly higher, because now we're trading, what, around 145?
Yeah, and this is exactly what we are looking for. We are looking for these V bottoms here, right? That's actually a W bottom. So quickly snapping back here, that's what we had here, that's what we had here, and that's what we are hoping for here right now, that we have a V-shaped formation here, other than NEE, where we had a drop and now just going sideways. So we are hoping for a quick V here, and then we'll be selling calls again. But hey, today's 4% move, I'll take it.
Works for me.
So today, overall, a very, very diddling day in the markets here, and this were open a little bit higher, pulling back, right now trading exactly around the unchanged mark. So what else is going on? What else do you have on your napkin there?
Well, actually, this is kind of interesting. I literally have some notes on a napkin, because in my office at home, I have too many monitors. But what I thought was interesting, the S&P gains this year, 75% of the S&P 500 gains coming from Amazon, Meta, Microsoft, and NVIDIA. So the mega caps are still really moving the market.
So now we have the... Yes?
Well, I just kind of slid off the...
Oh!
All right, let's try that again.
I thought that you said something super smart and I missed it.
Hey, I'm just trying not to get ringworm. Sorry. We'll talk about a little inside joke later.
We should talk about it. So looking at the heat map also today, we see just rather quite interesting. So you said these four, what do you say, Amazon?
Yep. Amazon, Meta, Microsoft, NVIDIA.
Well, what happened to the Fabulous 7? Down to Fab 4?
Nobody wants Tesla anymore.
It seems so, because Tesla...
Yeah, they bounced back, though. Look at that.
Oh, my gosh. We got to take a quick look at Tesla, because earlier, geez, they were down. Same like with Eli Lilly. Right now, you blink, and immediately, look at this. Tesla actually down. Let's take a look at this. This was down 2%. So a really nice bounce back, all the way up 5% move here.
That's a huge move for Tesla.
And again, based on no news at all, kind of seems pushing it around.
A nice move for Tesla. I have to restate that. Tesla is a little more volatile.
Anyhow, all right, we have nothing else. If you're enjoying this show here live from Cancun, give us a like. Really appreciate all of the likes. We'll go back now. And somebody said, what's with the background? Well, outside, it's pretty windy. And that's not good for my hair.
I don't have the same problem.
Okay, anyhow, have a great rest of the day, and we'll see you again tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.